Here is Voice of Indonesia with the news. The Indonesian government introduced a special 80 rupiah fare for all public transport in Jakarta and surrounding cities to mark the nation's 80th Independence Day. On August the 18th, 2025, August 17th, 2025, residents welcomed the move, saying it eased daily expenses and encouraged people to leave their private vehicles. Authorities expect the policy not only to provide economic relief, but also to help improve air quality in Greater Jakarta. People crowd the Ragunan Zoo in Jakarta on August the 17th as families and communities gathered to celebrate Indonesia's 80th Independence Day. Visitors enjoyed picnics, children's games, and traditional festivities while exploring the zoo's wide collection of animals. While many said the celebration reflected both joy and togetherness with hopes for a stronger and more prosperous Indonesia. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Hari yang mantap. Aduh sedap, kamu di Kemang, aku juga, kok bisa ya nang, kebetulan, hari yang mantap, ha, aduh senang, terngiang-ngiang, kamu sayang. Karena kita berdekatan, apa bisa kita bertemu walau sebentar, bersenda gurau dengan kelakar. Kamu akan nyaman.
Sudah terungkap fakta terkuat, ini adalah hari yang paling mantap. Bertemu kamu hatiku terkoyak, bagai bunga yang wangi semerbak. Wong Fei Hung, aku jadi bingung, kalau gak ada kamu aku jadi linglung. Bang Bing Bung, yuk kita nabung. Tang Ting Tung, yuk kita ngitung.
Buat nikah, daftar KUA, ijab kabul dan langsung
saya nikahkan kamu dengan anak saya Sekara Patapatapa binti Sekara Beribopa. Dengan mas kawin tersebut dibayar tunai, sah semuanya?
Oke. Apa bisa, apa bisa kita bertemu walau sebentar, bersenda gurau dengan kelakar. Apa bisa, apa bisa kita bertemu walau sebentar, bersenda gurau dengan kelakar. Jamin kamu akan nyaman, ku jamin kamu akan nyaman.
Listener, in a moment you'll be listening to VOA Talk about Indonesian Arts and Culture Scholarship for the World. Station on Air Service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, viewer listener. Welcome to a special episode of VOI Talk. And right now, in the studio, live on Voice of Indonesia English broadcast, where today I'm going to discuss something outside Indonesia. Not just outside Indonesia, but it is actually in Indonesia. But it is quite an interesting program, and with the theme of today, Indonesian Arts and Culture Scholarship in 2025. And of course, I'm not alone. I'm here with three honorable guests. We have here Ibu Ani Nigeriawati. How are you, Bu?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Okay, so then we have two guest from outside of Indonesia, and one of them is Emmanuel Kiganza. How are you today?
I'm so good. I'm so happy to be here today.
Yeah. Okay. So, and finally, we have Monoj Kadga. I'm sorry, I don't want to mispronounce your name. Okay. Okay. So, Emmanuel and Monoj is a student from Nepal and Tanzania. Yeah. So they are coming to Jakarta, Indonesia, to Universitas Negeri Jakarta to learn more about the cultures and arts of Indonesia there. Mm-hmm. So without any further ado, let's begin the interview. So you don't have to be nervous. It's just going to be a chill conversation between
sure.
us.
Yeah.
Okay, so first I would like to ask Bu Ani first.
Yeah.
So could you explain a little bit to us about the vision and objectives behind this Indonesian Arts and Culture Scholarship Program? And I heard it's been started since 2003.
Yes, that's true. Mm-hmm. So Indonesian Arts and Culture Scholarship, mm-hmm. it was first introduced in 2003. Mm-hmm. It is now one of our flagship programs. It is the instrument for us to bring our partner countries closer to Indonesia. It is an instrument of soft power diplomacy to strengthen people-to-people contact. And it is one of the most effective cultural diplomacies that we have been undertaking. And we have alumni of this program since it was introduced in 2003. We have 1,069 alumni from 84 countries. Oh. And now with the participants in this program this year, we are going to have 1,081 alumni from 85 countries, because Nepal
is the first.
This is the first for Nepal.
Okay. Yeah.
We are welcoming Nepal to the family of the Indonesian Arts and Culture Scholarship.
Okay, that is amazing, everyone. You can clap if you want.
Yay.
So Indonesia is keep expanding its bilateral relation between other countries also.
Exactly, yes.
And of course, Nepal is the newest one. So I would like to ask Manoj. one notch. Yeah. So can you explain to me, how do you find out about this program, and maybe like, is there any like a test to go to Indonesia or like a assignment to do before you go to Indonesia?
So how I came to know about this program was back in my country, I do some international programs, like many countries from all over the world come to us and we do some programs. And from that, there is one sir of us that he told me, oh Manoj, if you are interested, I know you love exploring the countries and you love exploring the cultures. So yeah, you should go there and give it a go. So I was really excited and knowing about this Indonesian culture, it's been really excited and good for me. And yeah, from that I got the chance, and yeah, I just applied it, and maybe
we did the, you know, we did the selection.
Oh, selection, okay.
And he was elected.
Congratulations. Selamat, we say, as we say it in Indonesia. Okay, so moving on to Emmanuel.
Yes.
So how do you know about this program? And maybe like, it's going to be a different question from Manoj. Maybe like, what is your most memorable thing when you first come to Indonesia? Is it like the suddenly when you came and then the weather suddenly like burst through your face?
Oh,
like,
oh, so that is so interesting question. My first impression when I came to Indonesia, first I can categorize it. First, when I take off the plane, the incredible hospitality of the people of Indonesia was so amazing. Just imagine, I was in airport and I asked someone about something and he don't know English, but we communicate. Yeah, so we communicate and he show me the way. So it was so amazing. It's not everywhere that you can get that hospitality. Yeah, that is first one. And the second one is weather. In Indonesia, it's a little bit different to my country. I was like, oh, so this I feel in Indonesia. Yeah. And another is building, yes, buildings. Culture, yes, culture, and everything, people, foods.
Okay.
Yeah, music. Yeah, it's so unique. I feel like, oh, this is so good. Yeah, and while we are continue to our program, I was like feeling like, oh, so this program is so it's so important. Maybe I can be like an ambassador to my fellow youth, so I can tell what I feel right now. Yeah, it's so amazing.
Okay, I think we're going to have the next ambassador of Tanzania. Okay, that's really amazing. So, coming again to Bu Ani, I would like to ask you, like, in this program, so since 2003, it keeps expanding and expanding. And I heard that since today's program is going to be held until the 23rd of
August.
August, yes. Yeah. 23rd of August. Will the students over here experience the Indonesian independence? And I think I would like to know, what are you planning to show them from the Kemlu side of the story?
Yes, basically now they are officially friends of Indonesia.
Oh, wow.
By joining, participating in this program, they are friends of Indonesia. And when they return to their home country, we would like them to connect with our embassies or our missions in their respective countries. Therefore, while they are here, we want to introduce them as much as possible what we can offer, not only about the culture itself, but also the tradition, way of life, and then how Indonesian people live together side by side, as well as we are approaching the celebration of our Independence Day. We are going to have them actually in our carnival on the 17th of August. To celebrate the our Independence Day, Indonesia's Independence Day. We are going to have a carnival in Monas. And yeah, as part of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs carnival.
Okay, so coming to Monas, especially on the Independence Day, I think there will experience many festive things. You can see jets flying around the Monas, as you heard over here. And then, like, I think, is there a chance for them to, like, meet maybe with the president of Indonesia if they have the chance? Like,
well, the
parade?
There is no schedule for doing so. But they already met with our vice foreign minister and had chit chat, and then already visited our ministry's building as well to visit the Gedung Pancasila. And I think from the University of Negeri Jakarta already took them around Jakarta as well to introduce them with the historical buildings and the beautiful sights that Jakarta can offer.
Okay, that is really amazing. And so, moving back to the two of you, I heard that you went to Universitas Negeri Jakarta. Actually, I'm an alumni there. And so, what do you think about when visiting to Universitas Negeri Jakarta, and what did my campus, like our Universitas Negeri Jakarta, showed you around Jakarta, Indonesia? Is there like any stories that you would like to share to us?
maybe story. It's like many of students in the same hospitality from students to other people. They something we share different things, some story, some culture, because I'm from another place, they from here, so they are interesting to know much better about my culture, my country, how do we live, our food the same to Indonesian, so it's good.
What about you, Munaj?
Yeah, when we go to UNJ, every day there's something happening. A lot of students are doing many activities, and we just see that and we're enjoying it. And sometimes we talk with them, and we went to a few buildings, a few faculties. Everything was great, so yeah, it was great.
Okay.
It's great.
Okay, so maybe the question for the three of you, I would like to ask you, how are you going to spend, since we are in the festive mood, especially for the 80th anniversary of, and I mean the 80th Independence Day of Indonesia. Is there any plans on from the ministry and also the both of you to like celebrate the Independence Day?
As far as I know, Universitas Negeri Jakarta on the 17th of August, they're going to organize competition, you know, like festivities in their campus where they can, you know, join, such as, you know, like the activities, sport activities, and other activities that you normally have during the celebration of Indonesia's Independence Day. Those kind of activities, they're going to have it, and in the evening they're going to be taking part in the carnival that I mentioned in Monas.
So it is going to be a busy schedule for you this Sunday.
So enjoy it.
You will enjoy it. Of course you must enjoy it. Okay, now speaking outside of the topic, I would like to ask about the culture of Indonesia. Maybe like, can you tell me what is your most unique and tasty food, maybe, when you visit Indonesia?
Yeah, there are like lot of it, and especially the friend of mine, they recommended me you should try this. So the martabak.
Oh, martabak.
Yeah.
Okay.
The martabak, I like it. It's really good. Uh-huh. And about the curry, the rendang.
Rendang.
Chicken rendang.
Chicken rendang.
I really like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So martabak, is it the sweet one or the egg one?
It's the chocolate peanut one.
Oh, chocolate peanut.
Yeah.
Okay, that's nice. So it's quite unique. Usually what they usually mention is rendang, but when you say martabak, it's like, oh, it's new. The one who recommends you that is, should get applause for it.
Yeah, I'll give them applause.
Emmanuel, what about you?
There is a lot of food. Mm-hmm. And every day, like, I try new thing. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I forget name, but I remember, like, oh, there's something. But my favorite is nasi goreng.
Nasi goreng, yeah. Of course. Yeah. I agree with you, because that's my favorite as well.
Yes.
Maybe, like, Bu Ani, maybe what is your favorite food in Indonesia? Since the ministry, go around, taste foods.
Interestingly, my directorate of public diplomacy, are taking care of the promotion of Indonesian food.
Oh.
We have this program, what we call it, the Indonesian Gastro Diplomacy Series.
Oh,
yeah, so we promote our food to international audience. And from the ministry itself, we do have this database, what we call it, dashboard of Indonesian Gastro Diplomacy, that presents the number of Indonesian restaurants overseas, as well as the most favorite Indonesian food overseas. Five. First one is rendang. Second one, nasi goreng. Third one, gado-gado. The fourth one is satay. And the fifth one is noodle. Like meatball. Noodle, bakso, and then the rank six is soto.
Soto.
Yes.
Okay. Speaking of foods, I'm getting really hungry after. Okay. So now, okay, as we are reaching the afternoon, I'm going to ask the final question for the three of our honorable guests here. Like, can you say three words for the Independence Day of Indonesia and maybe in Indonesia in general? Describe it in three words.
Whoa.
It's simple. You like food, unity, and hospitality. It's good enough. Okay.
That's the one.
Make your own. Don't use mine. Okay.
Maybe start from you.
Hospitality.
Mm-hmm.
A unit.
Unit.
And friendship.
Friendship.
Yeah.
Mm. Yes, of course. The friendship between nations is really important as well.
Yeah.
Okay. And Monaj.
One, diversity.
Diversity.
And another, I shouldn't miss food.
Food, okay.
Yeah, and the culture.
Culture.
Yeah.
And maybe Bu Ani, describe this program in three words. Not Indonesia, but this program.
This program.
Yes.
Friendship.
Friendship.
People to people.
People to people, okay.
Contact.
Contact, all right.
Friends of Indonesia.
Friends of Indonesia. You heard it there, folks. And thank you so much for the three of you for coming to the studio and sharing your experience and describing to us about this program, especially here in Voice of Indonesia. Okay, thank you so much, Bu Ani, Emmanuel, and Manoj for coming here.
Thank you so much.
And Voice listener, thank you so much for tuning in and listening to this special interview. And it is really unique. And I hope the best for Indonesia and also the other countries that is in relations with Indonesia and keep getting closer together and maybe spread the words of peace from Indonesia to the world in the future, and maybe from Nepal and Tanzania to the world. Thank you so much, Voice Listener. My name is Ray, and I'll see you in the other episode of Special Interview with Voice of Indonesia VI Talk. My name is Ray, and stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Say what we want, say what we feel. years, Bali has faced its share of challenges. Overcrowded beaches, cultural sites in disrepair, and a growing litter problem have left many concerned about the island's future. And it's clear that something needs to change. However, from adversity comes an opportunity for renewal. Bali has embarked on a journey towards sustainable tourism by introducing regulations. Then why does Bali need tourist levy? The answer is simple. To preserve Bali's natural beauty, cultural heritage, and enhance the visitor experience. Tourist levy regulations help protect and restore Bali's cultural treasures. They ensure all human beings respect, maintain, and appreciate sacred sites. Now, Bali is working towards cleaner, more pristine environments. As you explore Bali, remember to do it with respect for the local culture and environment. By contributing to the tourist levy, you're actively participating in sustainable tourism. Your support helps preserve Bali's natural beauty and cultural heritage for generations to come. Leave beautiful footprints, and the memories will last a lifetime. In conclusion, the Bali tourist levy is not just a fee, but an investment in Bali's continued allure. Your contribution shapes a brighter future for this island paradise, ensuring it remains a haven for all who visit. Together, we can protect its natural beauty, cultural heritage, and ensure a harmonious coexistence. This regulation will be implemented in 2024. Let's cherish Bali together and leave a legacy of responsible travel.
Jadi apa lagi? Jadi apa lagi?
Pertama kali kita bertemu, adakah kamu aku yang selalu di sampingmu? Dia datang dan kau pun meragu. Pikir ulang kali kepadaku, kau segalanya di benakku, tapi hanya dirinya di matamu. Jadi kau tunggu apa lagi? Masih kau harap dia kembali? Dunia pun tahu bahwa hanya aku.
Come on, break it down.
Dia tak mampu buatku bahagia, sebagaimana ku selalu buatku tertawa. Setiap ku buktikan cintaku, setiap itu juga kau datang padanya. Kau segalanya di benakku, tapi hanya dirinya di matamu. Jadi kau tunggu apa lagi? Masih kau harap dia kembali? Dunia pun tahu bahwa hanya aku. Jadi kau tunggu apa lagi? Masih kau harap dia kembali? Ku sabar menunggu karena hatimu masih ragu.
You are still tuned to Edari World Service Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World. After this, you'll be listening to a story coming from Indonesia, and this time it would be about how people in Legian, especially in Bali, or especially in Legian, they try to clean the beaches as a response to the, well, no list by Food Awards. So stay tuned on Edit the Service, Voice of Indonesia.
One must have heard about Bali and everything it offers. Culture, leisure, adventure. And yet, Bali can still fall into no list by several websites. They highlight the same word. Over tourism. One of the most highlighted ones is from Fodor's No List 2025. Fodor's travel wrote, "Rapid, unchecked development spurred by over-tourism is encroaching on Bali's natural habitats and creating a plastic apocalypse." Then, how does the people of Bali respond to this? I arranged an appointment with a community figure in Bali. His name is Bapak Puspanegara. He invited us to join a regular beach cleaning every Friday morning, which was joined by staff of hotels and restaurants around Legian.
So this is going to be interesting, okay. Right?
Uh-huh.
Because you also asked a lot of people around mm-hmm. the uh-huh. area of Legian.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, they want to join you. Mm. It's gonna be, it's very difficult, definitely at first time to
yeah.
convince them
yeah.
to clean up the beach where mm. you work, where you mm. live, where you, what did you do at that time?
Okay, this is, we talk about behavior mm. or attitude mm. and talk about beans or rubbish, they talk about behavior. Because to change the behavior is more harder than to do an action.
Uh-huh.
And the action supposed to be continually or sustainability. And for make change the attitude and behavior, that's why we do every week with all the stakeholders we have here in Legian area.
Oh.
So this the participant is come from the hotel, restaurant, bar, pub, eatery, every single every single activity in tourism. So we invite them to join this beach cleanup, and they now automatically already know about the schedule in which Friday they have to come to the beach. So this is to make a movement their behavior and their attitude, so need continuity. And more than 3 years, they already know what they have to do and when they have to come for join this
every Friday. So
every Friday morning,
there's no notice, there's no information about anything, but every Friday they will definitely jump into the beach at this
absolutely.
Hours of morning.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay.
And that makes me a little bit happy because of they have a sense that we call sense of belonging to our destination. And we believe one thing, if all of us doing this action, they're going to be involved, everyone, not as only the people, as well to the tourists and the visitors who come here, so they have something sense to do an action. Minimums, they're not throw the rubbish everywhere, and we believe as long as we do this activity, the tourists, the local, the people, all do a good behavior.
Wow.
And you can see this, our beat is very clean rather than other beats because all the participants...
I'm surprised actually when I came here, it's already clean.
Yeah, it's clean and we have not only the clean up, this is not only from us. Uh-huh. This is from the sellers.
Along the beach,
every morning they as well join. Look at this, the seller, as well the hotel, restaurant, who doing the business front of the beach. Automatically, because of this activity, they join activity and they doing the beach clean up every time during their schedule, during their own schedule.
Oh, wow.
So we are very happy because the stakeholders here have awareness about how to save our environments, how to take the action and responsibility to their destination, because this destination is our magnetic for the tourists. If this destination bad,
dirty,
bad, or we call sad comments from the tourists, so they're gonna be disaster for us here, because this only one beaches in Bali as well in Indonesia as well non-wells by the tourists. If they come to Bali, they have to come here in Legian Beach to see the sunset, the stunning sand, smooth sand, the good wave for surfing, and the good water for swimming, as well for jogging, and
I see people jog around
for sightseeing. This is nice beach in the world, so most of the people, foreigners who come here, they know they have a value added when it comes to Legian Beach. Not only the beach. They have a surfing activity. Learn to surf. And then they can do a sport on the beach like a beach soccer.
Beach soccer.
And a family activity like sand carving. And every activity of the tourist destination here. As you can see there, that is Legian Beach Hotel. They have as well routine every first week in a month.
Okay.
They join our beach clean up. And other hotels, they are automatically every day as well. So it means we already give an impact for their sense of belonging
to the people
to
itself.
Take responsibility for the sustainable.
Certainly, Kuta and Legian are not just a beach. This also includes the city.
So, Bapak, Legian is not only beach.
Mm-hmm.
There's also city, right?
Yes, yeah.
So, if the beach is already clean and the people already realize it, how important the beach for them, what about the city?
Yes, we have Legian is not only beach, we have only as well a land of Legian. Land of Legian, we have the activity for tourism as well. We have Legian Street, that in Legian Street is many tourist activity. There is a pub, bar, discotheque, karaoke, and many more. So this area as well, we're doing not only to take the area clean, as well to take the area beauty, comfortable, and enjoy for everyone. And so far, Legian Street still the one of destination for young generation here to doing clubbing and doing catch up in a cafe.
Uh-huh.
And that a nice atmosphere.
Okay.
But we have a little bit
the problem is
problems. We have a problem.
Yeah.
Life is a problem. So that's why we have a sense to reduce the problems which is come to our heart. So because I'm the part of House of Representative, I'm the parliament of local parliament here in Bali, in Badung Regency, so my obligation to get people moving their mindset from not only as Abusi, because they know the land is a tourism area, yeah, easy to get the dollars. They have to maintenance their area, yeah, which is how they can involve in not only physically for the make the area clean, comfortable, and safety plus secure. So as well, take action with their what we call that physicists or morals,
okay,
how to keep our destination still
clean,
still clean, safety, and secure.
Bali is highly dependent on tourism. The island was hit badly by the pandemic, but it gradually gets back on its feet nicely. Or maybe too well, so that people said some spots are too crowded.
Okay, but it's getting crowded, right, Pak?
Yeah.
This place, Kuta, Legian, Canggu, even, it's getting crowded every day with tourists, with even local people from Jakarta live here and made their business here. What do you think about this more crowded area? Is it is it good for the city, or is it bad for the people, or what's the effect and the impact of those crowded things?
Okay, development or developing is mean positive impact and negative impact. So for the tourist destination like our land here is a positive. There the investation come to growing up our economic in other side. But the other side as well, the bad effect of the tourism is the first we see our environments. Our environments, the green area more reduced by the investment activity, as well about the behavior. You know, since Bali going up for the tourism, many tourists as well have a bad manners who come here in Bali, bring the negative effect as like drugs, and you can see in the news,
many, we can see so many
foreigners who come to Bali, they doesn't know what they have to do and what they have not to do. They know what have what we call that, what they can do or not doing.
Yeah.
It's like they climbing, the sacred temple.
Yeah.
They doing not ethical attitude on the road.
Yeah.
It's like riding motorbike without international license, riding motorbike without helmet, and many more bad manners. So this is we have to educate the tourists themselves. When they arriving to Bali, they have to sign a declare.
What kind of declare from the
The government, already released a declare.
Okay.
What they have, what can do or does not to do of the tourists. But if they arrive here, they stay more than 7 days or more than a week, they involve with the local, so they see many local activity, and then they behavior change to like local, so they think this area is belong to them. So what happened next? They just doing whatever they want to do. So this is a problem for the tourism and for the infestation as well. Our environment is doing worse because of environment have to be safened by us. So now we're doing this small activity to keep everyone aware about the environments, because we have a tagline: if we save the environments, the environment will save us.
Oh, that's cool. You gotta give it applause for that.
Thank you.
That is really cool.
While many people come to Bali to have fun, Papuspa Negara, who lives in it, chooses to try to keep the island a heaven for everyone.
So you see that? Thank you. Thank you for take care. That is one of the behavior we impacts for the tourists. So tourists with themselves, they take care the rubbish as well. So they're happy for us if they're doing or take care of the bin here in the beach.
Yeah, your impact is actually amazing because not many many people from the top going down with all the people and do the education directly.
Yeah,
what makes you do that?
Okay, this is talk about hobby.
Wow,
so
hobby.
Everyone have their own hobby.
Well, what's your hobby? Your hobby is cleaning up.
My hobby is touch to the environment.
Ah, that's amazing.
And my hobby is in the grassroots.
Grassroots
to catching, keep chit chat with people, and as well with the environment. So, because the government give me award as Pemuda Pelopor, they call in Indonesia.
Okay.
And that is a responsibility to myself to always leading in the environments, leading in the attitude, leading in every single moment for make the people come to join whatever I doing. Yeah, and for the moment, I think what I have been doing here, that the people thinks they. That is the right way.
Okay. That's the right way.
It's clear now that each of us holds the power and the responsibility to preserve the beauty of Bali in every destination we visit. Sustainable travel isn't just a choice. It's a duty we carry wherever we go.
With words. Today, I'll tell you stories you've never heard. Find the bridge to my world. The being of light.
Oh, yeah.
Open.